whoever listens to Glenn Beck, if you're watching me and listening to me, I have to ask you, how do you tolerate Glenn Beck? Okay, how? Seriously, please help me out. How the hell do you tolerate Glenn Beck? How do you do it? How do you do it? When I listen to, first off, he's bizarre in this. He's a religious freak, yes, but it's bizarre how he cuts his show. So he'll do a bit, okay? So he'll do a bit, and then he'll finish. And it will go into a pre-recorded it's him in a studio talking like this, and he's talking about Jesus, and when the snake comes, I mean, they're religious verses. It's like you're driving through the deep south and there's nothing on the radio, not even country music. All it is is preacher after preacher on every channel. So you're like switching that. And I am the Jesus. And then when I see the snake. And then the God in the hole. Blah, 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 blah. That's what it's like. Tuesdays, I drive into the valley. Tuesdays are like 2 hours of my life driving in the car. It's horrible. I live in Glendale. On Tuesdays, I have to go out to Chatsworth. So I have to take the one. I'm going to tell you my route. Okay, real quick, I'll tell you my route. I go from the 134. I go from the 134 to the 170 to the 5 to the 118. Yes, the Ronald Reagan Freeway, 118. Hallelujah. 134 to the 170 to the 5 to the 118. That's 4 freeways. So 2 hours I'm in that car. 2 hours. And I have 3 choices. Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, and John and Ken. John and Ken are our local guys. And Levin and Beck are anti-Trump. And all it is 3 hours of we hate Trump. And when it comes to Beck, it's mixed in with Jesus and the snake and God and the heavens open up and here we are. Yay, 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 rah, rah, rah. Bizarre. But Cruz is on there, okay? And you got to understand something. Lion Ted is just, he's pulling all the stops now. He's pulling out all the stops. Because you got to understand something. Wisconsin was his last stand. It really was. Wisconsin was the last stand. He won Wisconsin. Well, he didn't really win. Sure, he got the most votes, but it wasn't a vote for Ted Cruz. It was a vote for not Trump. It wasn't a vote because the people of Wisconsin love Ted Cruz. It was everybody who was anti-Trump together and basically having a lynch mob mentality. It was, we're going to stop Donald Trump. That's it. We don't care who wins as long as it's not Trump. as long as it's not Trump. Talk radio, join forces. Scott Walker, his entire political apparatus, every resource. Paul Ryan, the list goes on. Everybody's self-hating homosexual Tim Miller. That's what he is. He's the self-hating homosexual. That's how I'm always going to refer to him as. I know it's controversial. I know if we were on Salem Radio Network, we would get all sorts of crap. They'd be giving me the cut. They'd be with the finger under the chin going, no, you can't say that. And if I start on this weekly program out in San Bernardino, he'll probably give me the cut. No, you can't say self-hating homosexual Tim Miller. Yes, he is. You're a homosexual and you're a Republican and you're working to get Ted Cruz elected, which is what is happening when our principal super PAC is spending $2, $3, $4 million in Wisconsin to make sure everyone votes for Cruz, and Cruz is part of a group of pastors that say homosexuals should be put to death. You are a self-hating homosexual. Okay? Might sound harsh, but it's true. Sorry, sometimes truth hurts. Truth is, I'm on internet radio. It sucks. I wish I was on West One. I wish it was on 500 stations. I wish my dad could hear me on his radio while he's sitting in Staten Island. But he can't. It's the truth, and it sucks. That's life. Tim Miller's a self-hating homosexual. End of story. Sorry. So Ted Cruz had Wisconsin. Okay, done. Finished. It's over. Now, New York, he's going to get hammered. He's going to get routed. And the narrative is going to change. Remember the narrative coming out of Wisconsin? Remember the narrative? We've turned the corner. People are getting behind this campaign. We've won now 4 states in a row. Remember, Ted Cruz counts delegates. And what I mean by that, Ted Cruz counts states that purposely do away with the will of the people and leave the delegate handing out process to a bunch of backroom establishment types. He counts that as winning. He counts that as the people have spoken. We talked about this yesterday. We have a great story up on our sites now, extremepolitics.com. That's extreme with an X. TheRobZakariShow.com. I know I shouldn't be giving it out yet because it's not finished, but if you go there, you can read stories. We have new stories up now. RobZakariShow.com. If you go there, it's not completed, so don't despair. I shouldn't be giving it because it's not finished, but hey, you can go there and you can read the story. We talked about this yesterday, Colorado. The fact that lying Ted Cruz is telling everybody that the people have spoken. 60,000 people have spoken. And they spoke for Ted Cruz. And Donald Trump doesn't like that. Donald Trump says it's rigged when he loses. Ted Cruz is lying. The people haven't spoken. He's talking about years ago. He's talking about a time when the voters in Colorado actually did vote. But they didn't vote this year. Insiders, quote unquote, voted. 60,000 people didn't vote. That is a lie. Ted Cruz lies. Again, we did this yesterday. Read the story, extremepolitics.com, therobzakarishow.com, zerofilter.com. Go there. Okay? Go there, read it, enjoy it, love it. I promise you will. When Ted Cruz says, oh, I won four states, no, he didn't. Utah voted. Wisconsin voted. Utah voted, which was full of Mormons that don't count. Mormons don't count. Okay? I know all religion is a little kooky, but come on. Mormonism, that's up there with Scientology. It really is. Magic underpants. The gold books buried in the dirt. Kooky. Nut. Okay? Kooky. Nutty. Kooky. Nutty. Kooky. Nutty. That's all I'm going to say. Kooky, nutty. Wisconsin, we all know how that went. So, Ted Cruz is coming up on New York. He's going to get slaughtered. And a week or so later, you have Pennsylvania, where he's going to get slaughtered. You got Connecticut. You got a bunch of other states. And Ted Cruz not only could lose all of those states, but he could come in third. Some of those states, he's in third right now. So for the next month, close to a month, all you're going to hear is Trump winning. Trump and massing delegates. That's all you're going to hear. Here's what you're going to hear. Okay? Here's what you're going to hear. Trump wins New York. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon thousands. Matter of fact, it might be a Florida situation where Trump hits over a million and a half votes. Remember, Florida, Trump won a million votes. New York might be that same situation. Trump, when you listen to Beck and the retards that are on his show, he's got a little clique of retards. And they make fun of Trump because Trump says millions of votes. And they literally are dissect when Trump goes millions. They go, you know, when Trump says millions, that's a reference of more than 2, 3, 4. I mean, they literally dissect the fact that he only has 1.9 million more votes than Ted Cruz. But Trump doesn't say, I have specifically millions more votes than Ted Cruz, than John Kasich, than Rubio. He says he has millions and millions more votes, which is true. He has 1.9 more votes, 1.9 million more votes than Ted Cruz. He has something like 5 or 6 million more votes than John Kasich and Marco Rubio. So when he says he has millions and millions more votes, it's true. When he says he has hundreds, it's true. End of story. So the Beck people, these retards, could sit there and dissect, well, he only has 1.9 million more than Ted Cruz. And when somebody says millions and millions, that means more than two. And he's, oh, geez. Guys, he has millions and millions more votes than the people behind him. That's a fact. So next Tuesday, Trump could hit the 3 million mark as it pertains to Ted Cruz, and maybe the 6 or 7 million mark as it pertains to Kasich. But right now, Trump has 1.9 million more votes than Ted Cruz. It's possible that next Tuesday, Trump gets a million votes more than Ted Cruz. It's very possible. He got well over a 500,000 more votes in Florida. So it's possible for him to hit the million mark for Ted Cruz. So you see where I'm going with this. If he hits the million mark, okay, if he gets a million more votes than Ted Cruz, you are now looking just after New York, Trump being at 3 million popular votes more than Ted Cruz. And like I said, maybe 6-7 million for Kasich. You then go into Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and a few of the other East Coast states, Jersey, and Trump could pick up another million and a half votes. So coming out of this swing, Trump very well could be 4 million, 4.5 million votes ahead Cruz. 4.5 million votes. And all you will hear between now or New York and after Jersey and Connecticut and so forth and so on is Trump winning state after state after state, and voter after voter after voter to the tune of 4 million, 4.5 million. So you have states won, people. You have democracy. Okay? Something we were all taught in high school. We weren't taught delegate math. We weren't taught the backroom deals. We were taught democracy. We were taught voting. You go into a booth, you cast your vote. Whoever has the most votes wins. So for the next month, you're going to hear a narrative. You're going to hear a narrative of states won and people won. That's what's going to be told about Donald Trump. And what's going to be told about Ted Cruz is that he won delegates. Now, Cruz is going to try to tell you the people voted, but that's not the case. People didn't vote. A bunch of insiders, a bunch of establishment types. They're the ones that gave Ted Cruz delegates. They're the ones that said, hey, we don't care about what the people in our state want. We don't care how they feel. We don't give a crap about them. I mean, come on, a few weeks ago, it was all over the talk radio. It was all over Fox News. You had a party leader, a delegate leader, in one of these states, and telling the host that the people don't vote. The delegates are the ones that vote. The people don't have a say. They think they do. They think they have a voice, but they don't. It doesn't matter what they want. Trump winning state after state after state. Delegate after delegate after delegate. Millions more people saying we want Trump. And what you're going to hear from Ted Cruz and the anti-Trump people is, well, Ted Cruz won 10 delegates here. He won 15 delegates here. Nobody voted, but the leaders of that state's apparatus, the party, the establishment, they despise Trump, and in turn, they gave it who is not Trump. And Cruz knows this. Cruz knows this. He 100% knows this. He knows for the next month that's going to be the narrative. And when you throw a little fuel on the fire, which is Trump saying the system is rigged. The system is rigged. Rather it's me or Ross Perot, or whoever is a outsider. Because remember, Ted Cruz is not an outsider. You Cruz bots who think he's an outsider are being bamboozled. You're gullible. You say Trump supporters are gullible? Trumpists? Listen. There's nobody more gullible than the Cruz bots who actually look at Ted Cruz and think he's an outsider. A guy who worked for George Bush. A guy whose wife works for Goldman Sachs. A guy whose wife sounds like him in interviews. Says saying the exact same lines that he says isn't authentic. There's not an there's not an authentic bone in the crew's. I wonder if the kids, rattle off the same rehearsed speech as their dad. We'll get into that in the next segment. But Cruz is not an outsider. So when you hear Trump talk about the system is rigged, regardless, people say, well, the rules are the rules. You have to play by the rules. 100%. And nobody's arguing against that. And like I said yesterday, you could talk about the system being garbage. You could talk about the rules being fixed. You could talk about it being corrupt. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with saying the rules are purposely made to protect the establishment. That is legit. And that is real. And Cruz is the establishment. Always has, always will be. So yesterday on Glenn Beck. He pulled out all the stops. He did. He pulled out all the stops. Because he knows. Between now and the next month, all you're going to hear is Trump won New York. Trump won Connecticut. Trump won New Jersey. Trump won Pennsylvania. Trump won. Trump won. Win, 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 win. He's 2 million plus. He's 3 million plus. He's 4 million plus. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people have spoken. Millions of people have spoken. So yesterday on Beck, Cruz, desperate. And this is what he said. I'm very troubled at the Trump campaign's consistent pattern of inciting violence and threatening violence. Just today, I spoke to the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Steve House. The Trump supporters put out his phone number, put his address. He's been receiving death threats. They're telling people to come to his house with guns because the Trump campaign is so unhappy that they lost the election. It's not an election, Ted. Cruz said the Colorado GOP chairman received over 3,000 phone calls. He received vicious death threats from the Trump supporters. He received over 3,000 phone calls. I mean, those are voters. And listen, is that a real number? I don't know. Did 3,000 people call? Cruz is trying to pull out the stops. The Colorado chairman is trying to pull out the spots. Look at the violence. Look at the violence. It's violence. It's violence. But the flip on that is proves the point that a lot of people have said that what Colorado did, what the establishment did, disenfranchised thousands and thousands of voters. So Cruz, and of course Beck, are trying to say, Trump is inciting violence, Trump is responsible for violence, the people are violent. Okay, but the flip on that is it's proving the point that thousands and thousands and thousands of people were disenfranchised. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people did not get a chance to cast their vote. Democracy was stifled. Democracy was stifled. It was stifled. It was stopped. It was stopped. So Cruz went on. But it's consistent with what Trump does. Trump himself has directed his supporters to punch protesters in the face. So here's Cruz now. Again, part of the establishment. I mean, listen. Cruz is so desperate. Cruz is so desperate that he is, well, he was doing it before. But now he's pulling out all the stops. But here he is defending George Soros. Imagine that. Cruz is supposed to be anti-establishment, is defending a liberal. Remember, Cruz always loves to go after Trump. He supported liberal policy. And here he is defending. Here he is defending liberal lynch mobs that go after Republicans. I'm telling you, listen to me, you guys. I'm telling you. The Republican Party, and I said this weeks and weeks and weeks ago, it is a horrible, it was a horrible time for me to switch affiliations. It really was. Remember that movie Airplane? When all of the remember that? Come on, yeah. Am I that old? I'm the only one that remembers Airplane. Remember bad things, like, I don't know, an engine would fall out of the sky or whatever bit would happen and the one actor will go, looks like it's a bad time to stop sniffing glue. Looks like it was the last time to stop drinking. Look at that. Same thing. Looks like it was a bad time to become a Republican, because everything that Cruz is doing, everything that Cruz is inciting, let's just say Jesus Christ himself. Let's say Jesus Christ himself said, all right, I'm going to give you the nomination. You're going to be the nominee. Everything that Ted Cruz is doing is going to turn tenfold on him. I told you this. Ted Cruz gets the nomination, okay? If Ted Cruz gets the nomination and he has 4, 5, 6 million less votes than Donald Trump. And the only reason he got the nomination is because he is the establishment. Okay? There will be, and I told you this because I will be one of the people starting it, a Never Cruz hashtag. I will organize Never Cruz rallies. I will do everything in my power to make sure Ted Cruz does not win the general election. There will be Black Lives Matter protesters. Every everybody that is protesting Donald Trump will be there protesting Ted Cruz. But they will add the rainbow. They will add the golden, what is it, the pink triangle. They will add that because the whole gays must die, that preacher was Rachel Maddow. I mean, of course, we know why. But she's the only one that talked about it. She's the only one that played video of the preacher talking about gays must die. And then after he got done with his 20-minute bit, gays must die, he went, "Now I'd like to welcome Ted Cruz." And Ted Cruz came out and said, "Hi, everybody. I want to thank Pastor such and such, and he wants to thank the pastor that said gays must die." He said Tim Miller must die. So on top of the Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street, on top of all of them protesting Ted Cruz, you're going to have thousands of homosexuals. Okay, thousands of them protesting. Some of them will be at Cruz rallies. Some of them will be slapping Cruz supporters. Yes, they will. Cruz will be the first one saying these are organized lynch mobs by the liberals. This is a joke. And people will say, "No, no, no, Ted Cruz. No, 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 no. It's your supporters that are committing the violent acts. It's you, Ted Cruz, that are promoting the violence at your rallies. It's you, Ted Cruz, that speak with pastors who talk about killing gays. No, 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 Ted Cruz. Everything Ted Cruz is doing to Donald Trump, the things that he's saying, the people that he's joining with, if he gets the nomination, all of these things are going to come back tenfold on him. When Ted Cruz says Trump himself has directed his supporters to punch protesters in the face, Trump himself has incited riots, he himself has said if he is not the nominee, there will be riots. Roger Stone, who is his henchman, has explicitly threatened delegates with violence. We are going to make public the hotel numbers of delegates. I mean, again, again, the things that the things that Ted Cruz is saying, and when he's talking to Glenn Beck, or even Sean Hannity for that aspect, these things are going to come back tenfold on him. Tenfold. He's pulling out all the stops, calling Donald Trump Michael Corleone. He's calling him a gangster. Calling him a gangster. You know, it's desperation. Cruz knows it. Cruz knows it. for the next month. He knows. He knows. He knows that they could head back out west. And Trump's up $4 million. $4 million. Popular votes. Amazing.